I remind you again that this is the Bible Fellowship program. This is Mr. McNeil speaking to you now. I want to read to you again from the Word of God, continuing our reading in the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5. For the past two broadcasts we have been reading from this chapter, we have learned how the Lord Jesus Christ was able to meet the need of a man, and then we learned how he was able to meet the need of a woman. Today we're going to learn how he could meet the need of a little girl. The Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, verse 21. When Jesus was passed over again by ship unto the other side, much people gathered unto him, and he was nigh unto the sea. And behold, there cometh one of the rulers of the synagogue, Jairus by name. When he saw him, he fell at his feet, and besought him greatly, saying, My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come, lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live. And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. While he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further? As soon as Jesus heard the word that was spoken, he said unto the ruler of the synagogue, Be not afraid, only believe. And he suffered no man to follow him save Peter, and James, and John the brother of James. And he cometh to the house of the ruler of the synagogue, and seeth the tumult, and them that wept and wailed greatly. And when he was come in, he said unto them, Why make ye this ado and weep? The damsel is not dead, but sleepeth. And they laughed him to scorn. But when he had put them all out, he taketh the father and the mother of the damsel, and them that were with him, and entereth in where the damsel was lying. And he took the damsel by the hand, and said unto her, Talithai cumai, which is, being interpreted, damsel, I say unto thee, arise. And straightway the damsel arose and walked. For she was of the age of 12 years. And they were astonished with a great astonishment. And he charged them straitly that no man should know it, and commanded that something should be given her to eat. Now I'm sure the Lord will bless to all our hearts the reading of that passage from the Word of God. Let us bow for a moment of prayer. Our Father, we bow our hearts again in thy holy presence, thanking thee for thy grace and for thy mercy. We believe that thou dost know everything about us. Thou knowest our uprisings and our downsittings, our going out and our coming in. We thank thee, O God, that thou dost undertake for thy people, whether it be a man, a woman, or a young person. We do pray then that what we've been reading from thy word may have a message for our hearts today, and we'll be careful to give thee the glory in the Saviour's precious name. Amen. Now just before I bring you a message dealing with the passage I have read, perhaps we'll listen again to the singing. And now as we consider the verses we have read from the Gospel according to Mark, chapter 5, we have here the record of how the Lord Jesus Christ met the need for a girl 12 years of age. Already I have drawn attention to the fact that Mark, in giving us this record of the life of Christ, brings together in chapter 5 the history of a man, followed by that of a woman, and then by that of a young girl. Now, be pleased to note that in each case, the person in question was beyond the help or aid of man. We noticed in connection with the man in the tombs, men had done their best for him, but their best wasn't good enough. They tried taming him, then they tried chaining him. It was useless. It took the Lord Jesus Christ to change the man, and that was what the man required, a change of heart. And they found the man clothed in his right mind, sitting at the feet of the Lord Jesus. What men couldn't do for him, the Lord was able to do. Now he, up to that time, was under the dominating power of the devil, the great arch-enemy of souls. But when you move to the record concerning the woman, you'll discover that what the Word sets before us, that this woman had been under the grip of disease. And you will remember, as we read through that passage, we saw that she had been gripped, as it were, with that disease for a matter of 12 years. During that time, she had spent all she had, desiring to be better, trying every doctor she could find, willing to try every supposed cure, but in the end was nothing better. This woman was desperate. Men had done their best, doctors had done their best, to no avail. But she came to the point where she realized this: there's one person who can help me, it's the Lord Jesus Christ. If only I could have a point of contact with him, if I could only just touch his clothes, surely that would be sufficient. See, this woman had a strong faith. She believed, first of all, that the Lord could cure her. She determined she would get through the crowd and get to him, and she did. And the Lord was able to meet her need. But now, when you move from there to the passage I have read to you today, it has to do with a young girl, 12 years of age. And already at that early age, she was beyond the help of man. For the simple reason, her father said, she's dying. She's at the point of death. She's just about to die. And he's beseeching the Lord for his little daughter. She's lying at the point of death. He realized there was something that the Lord could do that he couldn't do. He realized the Lord could do something that the doctors couldn't do. And so, therefore, he rushes to where the Lord was. Now, I want you to notice that this man, Jairus, was one of the rulers of the synagogue. Now, that suggests to us that he was quite a religious man. He occupied a position in the synagogue. Now, that being so, you will remember that the Lord Jesus Christ, on previous visits to that city, had gone into the synagogue, and he had performed miracles in that synagogue. He also had performed many miracles throughout that area. This man, Jairus, one of the rulers of the synagogue, would be quite conversant with what the Lord had done. So therefore he is fully persuaded in his own mind that if only the Lord Jesus was there, he would be able to do something for his little daughter. And it was at that time that the Lord Jesus passed over again by ship and came to the very side of the sea where this man was. So he rushed out in all his earnestness, anxious to reach the Lord Jesus in time, down as it were on his knees before him, fell at his feet and asking him to come and do something for his little daughter. Might I use this as a point of interest to all my listeners today? I'm quite sure there's a lot of people you would like to do something for, but you felt within yourself that you're so helpless. There are things you would like to do for them and you can't. But nevertheless, here's something you can do. You can come to the Lord Jesus and pray to Him and ask Him to do something for them. This man, of course, was able to do that actually by coming to the Lord Jesus in person. You and I can come to the Lord Jesus Christ today in prayer. We can bow the knee, and we can bow the heart before the Lord, and we can cry to the Lord on behalf of people whom we know are in need. And so he besought him greatly, saying, "My little daughter lieth at the point of death. I pray thee, come and lay thy hands on her, that she may be healed, and she shall live." And Jesus went with him, and much people followed him and thronged him. Now it's at that point where the incident is brought in concerning the woman that we considered last week, how that she also came to the Lord. And then after he dealt with her, while he yet spake, there came from the ruler of the synagogue's house certain which said, "Thy daughter is dead. Why troublest thou the master any further?" They thought it was useless now. She was beyond saving. Maybe, my friend, there's a lot of people that you've thought are beyond the point of redemption. You've perhaps given them up. Or is it possible that my message today is reaching someone and you have actually thought yourself, my friend, that you were beyond being helped? It may be you've thought that you've gone so far that nobody cares for you. Perhaps you're thinking today that nothing can be done for you. Well, if that's your thoughts, may I tell you, my friend, you're mistaken. There's a lot of people anxious about you. There are people who pray for you. And the Lord Jesus Christ is interested in you. And He is able to help you. Now, in this case, it's a young girl of 12. There's another incident in the Word of God concerning a young man who had died. And then there's the incident concerning an older man. The young man is called the son of the widow of Nain. And then there is Lazarus, who was the brother of Mary and Martha, who lived at Bethany. So we have the record of these three people that the Lord Jesus Christ was able to help when they were beyond the help of man. In the case here before us, this little girl at 12 has just newly died, that's all. But when you come to the incident concerning the young man who was the son of the widow, he already was dead in his casket and on the way to the burial. They were carrying him out to bury him, and the Lord stopped them at the city gate. When you come to consider the incident concerning Lazarus, you will discover that Lazarus was dead and buried. 4 days had passed. The usual time corruption should have set in. It was then the Lord said, "Roll away the stone." And in each case, he was able to deliver these victims from the power of death. A little girl, newly dead, a young man on the way to be buried, and an older man already buried. You know, if you put those three together, you discover this, that the set before us, the picture that's presented to us in the Epistle to the Ephesians, and the great Apostle Paul, when he was writing to the Christians at Ephesus, here is what he says: And you hath he quickened, who were dead in trespasses and sins, wherein in time past ye walked according to the course of this world, according to the prince of the power of the air, the spirit that now worketh in the children of disobedience. You see, my friend, while the little girl was dead, you, if you've never trusted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you're still dead in trespasses and in sins. And there's one thing a dead person hasn't got, and that is life. And life is the thing that you need. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the life giver. And the life that he gives is everlasting life. I'm sure, my friend, you've tried everything else. And perhaps you're like the woman. You've tried every possible cure and you're nothing better. Or maybe you're like the man. People have done their best for you and you're still the same old sinner. Maybe you're quite young. Maybe you're like this little girl. And yet you find yourself in the grip of sin, dead in trespasses and in sins. What you need is the life that Christ can give, and he's willing to give it. But it's a strange thing, when he went in here, they told him it was useless, don't trouble the master, the little girl's dead. There may be a lot of people are saying to you, now don't you trouble anymore, there's not much can be done for you. Yes, my friend, it's no trouble to the master. The Lord Jesus Christ is quite willing to come to the aid of any sinner that will call upon him. For whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. He took with him his three disciples, Peter, James, and John, and the mother and the father of the little girl, and went into the room. He put all the rest out. See, when he got there, he found a lot of them making a lot of noise, making a great ado. They were weeping and mourning and having a lot of music, making a tumult, it says. And they laughed at him. They laughed him to scorn. But he put them all out. And he just took the father and mother with his disciples and he went in. And he was able to take this little girl by the hand and he simply said unto her, little maid, I say unto thee, arise. Words of power. Not only were the words to be heard, words that put something into action. He was the one who had the power to give her what she required. Though, my friend, let me tell you this today. The Lord Jesus Christ can speak to you not only the word of forgiveness. He can give you the word that will give power in your life, to give you a new start in life. For straightway the damsel arose. She had life. To prove it, she walked. She was 12 years of age. Everybody was astonished. But he commanded that something should be given her to eat. She had to be strengthened. It's a remarkable thing, the order that comes here. There's the hand of the Savior, the hand of power. And he raised her up. Now, let me remind each of you today that if you see your position as the Word of God depicts it, you see yourself like this little girl, or like the young man, or like the older man. Sin has laid its hand upon you, and because of sin, the mark of death is upon us, because by sin came death. Death has passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. And the Bible says that we're dead in trespasses and in sin. However, the Lord Jesus Christ said, I am come that they might have life, that they might have it in all its abundance. And he is the one who is able to come and meet our need. He is the one who can come right to the very place where we are. It may be like this little girl whose father went and begged the Lord to come lay his hand on her. Someone may have been praying for you as you listen to my word at this time. And it's time now for the prayers to be answered. Are you willing to allow the Lord to take hold of you and raise you up out of that state of sin, out of that state of being dead in trespasses and in sins, and give you a new start in life. You see, again, you remember the man at the beginning of the chapter. He got a new start in life, and he was sent home, not only to show, but also to tell his friends what great things the Lord had done for him. And then the woman who had been under the power of disease for 12 years, healed, in order to start, as it were, a new life, enjoying the blessings the Lord had conferred upon her. Here is a little girl, 12 years of age, and already life was over for her. But now the Lord comes, puts his hand upon her, raises her up, gives her a new start in life. It may be that my word is reaching someone today, and you don't know the Savior, but you would like to know him. You need to know him. You need to get a new start in life. Oh, my friend, why don't you try the life that Christ can give? You'll discover that this is the best life. The world has nothing better to offer. The world has nothing new to offer. The world will only throw you the scraps. The world will only throw you that which can never satisfy, but Christ can give you life, which is life indeed. I give unto my sheep eternal life, he said, and they'll never perish. No one shall pluck them out of my hand. My Father is greater than all, and none shall pluck them out of my Father's hand. He raised this little girl up. She was able to stand. She was able to walk. She was able to eat. She was able to enter into life in a new way. And I ask you, my friend, are you willing to give Christ the rightful place in your life?